sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in your body. Let's make that grounding cord wider. As a matter of fact, take that grounding cord off that you've created for yourself and just toss it aside. And let's make a grounding cord that's 3 feet wide, hollow in the center. And now you're sitting on it, and it has lots of room to release. Set that grounding cord on release now. Make sure that it's all the way down to the center of the earth. Set a vacuum at the bottom of the grounding cord. We're going to do some spiritual liposuction here. So go ahead and release all the excess energy in the body. We're working on waist and hips today. And so the waist we'll be working on. The hips we're already starting to work on. A lot of times with the hips, we are discovering that if women have really full hips or have a lot of cellulite on the back of their thighs, it's a lot about historic information, maybe holding on to disappointing relationships. It's kind of globs on as fat on the back of the body. So what we're doing is we're letting that go. Really, really letting go of all that past, that stuff, that disappointment, anger, frustration, whatever that is from old relationships. We're gonna let that go down the grounding cord right now. Just let it rip. So we're really returning the hips to a sense of youthfulness. Maybe when you were younger, you remember those really tight, toned, muscular hips and thighs. So just releasing, releasing, releasing. And then we'll go up to the ovaries. And let's rub our hands together again, creating some psychic heat, some spiritual energy. And we're going to take our heated up hands, those palms, so make them nice and hot, and then put them on the bottom of your tummy right over your ovaries. So right where your legs are attached to your body, right above that, you want to place your hands on the right and left side and let that spiritual energy permeate into the ovaries. Let's draw a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from the right ovary to the perineum, and from the left ovary to the perineum, and then down to the center of the earth. Set the right ovary on release. Set the left ovary on release. And let's just release all the healing projects from the ovaries. And allow those hands that are all warmed up, your hand chakras, to begin to heal that lower part of the belly. And you can leave your hands there for a few minutes. This is a wonderful healing energy going into the ovaries and really affirming that you are safe, you are well, you are whole and complete. The first grounding cord, which is related to your bottom, your hips, your buttocks, is related to the first chakra. The second grounding we do is related to the second chakra, which is your ovaries, your creative center. And the third healing and grounding that we do is your adrenals, and that's related to your third chakra. All right, my dears, you can go ahead and let your hands fall to the side, and we're going to do a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the adrenal glands down to the perineum and then down to the center of the earth. Rub your hands together again, creating some spiritual heat, some energy in those hand chakras. And breathing in and out, and you can just see that energy just building and glowing. You can kind of imagine that your hands are glowing with spiritual light. And then we're going to put your hands at waist and your back, on your back. So kind of waist level at your back, the palms are, fingers pointing down, thumbs on the sides of the hips at the waistline. And we're going to let that healing energy go to the adrenals. And breathing in and out and just allowing that your own healing energy, that beautiful energy from your hand chakras, to be helping the adrenals relax and release. So if you haven't already, press the right adrenal on release and the left adrenal on release. And you can feel this energy permeating from your hands to the adrenals. And really breathing, as you breathe in and out, always breathe during my meditations. Without breathing, you actually stop the energy from moving. So nice breathing. Can be nice and natural, or can be some cleansing breaths. When we're releasing and we're in the grounding cords, it's perfectly fine to do some good cleansing breaths. We're releasing all the fight or flight energy, the stress out energy, worry and concern. And it feels so good to feel so good. You're doing a great job. And now you can allow your hands to fall to the sides. You did a great job with that healing on yourself. And let's go ahead and work the third chakra. And so we've got first, second, and third. So we'll start with the third. And it's a conical shape, narrow at close to the skin, and wide 6 to 8 inches away from the body. So it's in the shape of a cone, and it comes out the front and out the back. And the third chakra is very close to the belly button. And the second chakra, so we're going to get the third chakra, we're looking at that, out the front and out the back. The second chakra is in front of the low belly, just above the pubic bone. And really kind of out from the sacrum. So if you just drew a line of energy from just above the pelvic area or the... yeah, right there. You all got it. And then you draw it right out through the back, you'll just discover that it's really kind of really close to your tailbone. And you've got a cone-shaped chakra up the back and a cone-shaped chakra out the front. And then that first chakra, which is either off of the base of the spine or the perineum, and that is pointing down, and that's a single shape. It's a conical shaped chakra that's going straight to the center of the earth. So now we are looking at five cones, even though those two, second and third chakras, are one chakra in themselves. There's two extensions, they go through the body. And the first one is just one cone. And let's activate them. So let's get them spinning and active. It's really good to have spiritual energy moving in, especially this healing while we're working on the waist and the hips. We want the energy centers that are related to those areas to be active. Fantastic. And let's go ahead and plug the sciatic nerve, which runs very close to the adrenal glands. Let's plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenals and set the adrenals on release with the nervous system now on release. So you've already got those adrenals really letting go of fight or flight energy. Now you're letting the nervous system calm down. And the metaphor I like to use for the nervous system is imagine that The nervous system is a bucket of water with a cork in the bottom. You pull the cork out and the nervous system drains out. So you plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenals, and it's basically like pulling the plug out of the nervous system. So we're letting all of the tension and stress out of the nervous system. It's kind of a nice visual to imagine yourself like the invisible man in science class. And you see that lacy network of nerves light up. It's blue. And you just see all of that excess energy just draining off. And if there's any muddle or funky stuff in there, let's get that out. Very good. We're allowing the sympathetic system to calm down, and we're asking the parasympathetic system to kick in. We're beginning our regeneration process. Going up to the center of the head, sitting in your throne room in the center of your head, in this golden temple of silence. Looking around in this golden temple of silence, we're going to be clearing all the cobwebs, spider webs, old paperwork around your ideas and beliefs, around relationships, around who you are with hips and thighs, what your mother's waistline was like, what your grandmother's waistline was like. We're going to clear all of that paperwork and cobwebs out, and we're going to let you write your own script. Opening a trapdoor out the back of the head, go ahead and hose those cobwebs out and throw those old papers out. This is time for regeneration. And then closing the trapdoor, washing off the view screen. Take some spiritual Windex and a towel and just wipe off that view screen so you can see really clearly. And when popping out the top of the head, throw that Windex and towel down the grounding cord as you're on your way out. Popping out the top of the head, pulling your aura into 18 inches around your body. Especially pay attention around your waist and hips. Let's pull that aura into 18 inches around your waist and hips. And just notice if there are any dings, dents, or holes around there. Is anybody cording you? Do you have holes that come through the back and hook onto your grounding cord? Let's pull those cords out. The only reason that you should have a cord there is if you're mother to a very young child. Other than that, there certainly doesn't need to be cords in these low chakras. It's really fantastic if you're mother to a baby that there's a cord to your baby. That's wonderful, especially a cord from the first chakra, which is survival, because the baby is entirely dependent on you for survival. That's the go-ahead yes cord. All the others are unnecessary. Well, and what I want to say as a caveat is that by the time your children are 18, those cords have disappeared. So it's possible that if you have a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old, that of course you're still corded because they're looking to you for survival. So that's fine. If your child is corded to you and they're 33, you better pull the cord out. So unless your child has special needs, there's no reason after 18 to be corded. All right, very, very good. So we're looking at that aura, and we're looking at the area around waist and hips. And all of the aura is pulled into 18 inches around your body and smooth out any dings, dents, or holes in the aura anywhere, and especially around your waist and hips. And all away, make sure it's filled in behind your buttocks and behind your thighs. It's a funny thing. Some people just don't even have much of an aura behind their bottom. I don't know why. I guess it's because we're not there. We're not living there. We're not looking at our bottom all the time. I don't know. But let's make sure that there is definitely an aura behind you and behind your bottom and your thighs and behind the back of your legs and under your feet. So if you're one of those people that didn't have an aura back there, you need one. All right. Let's take a golden vacuum cleaner, and we'll start at the waist today. And we'll have two golden vacuum cleaners, and we'll have one going around the hips and down the thighs, and one going up around the waist and up around the head. So we'll turn those vacuum cleaners on, and they're going to do their thing. They're cleaning out all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls in the aura. And once you get to the top of the head, you can throw that whole vacuum cleaner down the grounding cord and under your feet and throw that one down the grounding cord. Then opening your feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. And finding a place in the universe that's in affinity with you and your radiant beauty. Bring a line of energy from that fabulous place. Maybe it's a spa in Tahiti. It also could be a very beautiful spiritual center. Maybe a hot, natural pool in South India. Bring a line of energy from that place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bring that down into your neck, shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and out the fingertips. And bringing more of that energy down through your back channels, all the way down into your hips, and then up through the belly, the chest, the neck, the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. And all the excess energy goes down that gigantic grounding cord we made. Putting a protection rose up at the front edge of your aura, 2 feet wide, ground it down to the center of the earth. Put a little stick of dynamite underneath it, blow it up, and replace it with another protection rose, grounded to the center of the earth. Popping back up to the center of your head, sitting in your throne room, looking at the view screen, we are going to take out a master cell to look at spiritually on the view screen. And this master cell has all the DNA information that we want to look at regarding your waistline and your hips and thighs. So let's go ahead and look at that master cell. The master cell has a membrane, has a nucleus, has organelles that receive nutrition and deal with elimination. And then there's this beautiful strand of DNA, 46 chromosomes, 22 from your mother, 22 from your father, and 2 that are authentically your God DNA, your God chromosomes. So what we're going to have you do is to take this 46 strands And we're gonna open it up like 46 streamers across your view screen. We're gonna be looking for the information around how your hips and waist should be looking at this stage in your life. So we're gonna actually look at any kind of dark energy in the DNA around hips and waists, and that you would have to look dramatically different than you did in your 20s. So, and then we're gonna look at the information that's stored into the DNA, why it's there, and then we're gonna alter that. So I know when I first looked at my DNA strand, one of the really fun things to look at was what my programming was for my physical body. And I'd always felt like I was struggling to keep my beautiful body, and I was actually kind of winning the struggle, but it was always like a huge battle. And reason for that battle was in my DNA programming, there was a very strong picture around gaining weight as you get older so that you can survive a plague or smallpox or typhoid fever. And so in my family heritage, the genetic line above me has all been quite chubby when they've matured and actually look dramatically different in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and on up, and carry a lot of weight on their body and had normal starts, but then really thickened up. And that actually, that DNA picture, when I really looked more carefully, was really a survival picture. So it was wired into my DNA so that I would survive an illness in my maturity when my human growth hormone wasn't kicked into gear as high as it needs to be. That would be the function of the pituitary gland. As it decreases in function, a natural decretion would be as we mature, the pituitary gland functions less and less. Of course, we don't have to have that happen. We can keep tuning that back up to 100% and have our regeneration abilities kicking into gear like we were a teenager. So we have free will to choose that. But let's go ahead and right now, the project we're working on is the DNA around your body. And as you're looking at that DNA, you might notice that you have some very slender seniors in your DNA, or you might notice that a lot of people have patterns of piling on weight. It's all good. Whatever it is, it's all good. Now, what we're going to do with that DNA, and it's okay if you don't see pictures, but we're going to actually get in and remove the DNA around weight gain in the waist and hips if you feel like you're going to be able to pay your medical bills and get the proper health care. I mean, don't do this if you're, a poor, starving person and you have no way of taking care of yourself. That is actually wired in there to keep you alive. But if you're intention is to have vibrant health for many, many years to come, and that you're going to live in the light of the divine, then now's the time to unplug that picture. But you have choice. So here's what we're going to do. Everything that has a program that's related to something that you're not in favor of, very full hips, a belly, a pooch, no waistline, stocky, whatever that is, whatever those pictures are, you can go ahead and light them up as black dots on your mother's and father's side. Your authentic God chromosomes are going to be perfect, so they're not going to have this involved. So go ahead and vacuum off those black dots that are related to pictures that you're not interested in having in this life. So take a golden vacuum cleaner and vacuum off the black dots. then you also might see some torn strands. That sometimes happens in the DNA where something is damaged. Go ahead and make the repair. And then what we're going to do is we're going to replace that information with, I am healthy and beautiful. Put the hip size and waist size that you really want to set your body at for a prolonged period. Beautiful, healthy self. Tone. Good muscle tone. Nice strong hip bones, pelvic bones. Beautiful slender waist. If you want to put ab muscles in there. Maybe you want to have a tight tone butt. Go for that. So we're putting in a new picture in the DNA. And if you have the experience of the weight of family members saying, oh, you can't do that, you can just let them know that you're safe and that you're actually in a new age and a new era. And even a couple hundred years ago, even 100 years ago, you know, people were still dying of smallpox and typhoid fever. And, you know, they were getting sick and they didn't have medical care. And it's a whole different era. And in addition to this wonderful medical care that we have available, we also have more spiritual agility and ability because the age is now left the Piscean age and we are now in the Aquarian age, which allows us to create at a much higher intensity, a much higher vibration, and we get to be more in our God self than we did in the Piscean age. So we have more mastery available to us to use. Once you've replaced those pictures with exactly what you're looking for, go ahead and send a golden pulse through the DNA strand. Then wrap the DNA strand up, put it back in the master cell, and then let's pulse a gold energy onto the master cell. Put the master cell back in the body. And let's have the master cell talk to all the other cells. It's a beautiful healing. And then let's put a golden sun at the top of your head. Bring that golden sun into your body, filling every single cell of your body. And let that golden sun activate this cell-to-cell communication. That DNA picture is now changing throughout your hips and waist and your entire body. So all the DNA in all the cells of the body now has this new information about your waist, hips, and thighs. Tight tone, firm, luscious, beautiful, sexy, attractive, athletic. You put in your words, that's just radiating through all the DNA in the body. Putting another golden sun at the top of your head. Putting yourself there as a beautiful yogini, cross-legged. And in that golden sun with you is your validation that you are so capable and competent of creating a miracle for yourself. Bring yourself back into your body, filling yourself up, fingers and toes, legs and arms, torso, neck and head. Really filling yourself in, taking some breaths in and out. And welcome back to your wonderful world. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.